It's time to talk technology, and we feature the company Neatbox, who provide a range of app solutions that help people with disabilities, well, improve their experience when they're out and about, and it can also help organisations, companies, charities give better customer service when they're approached by someone with a disability. Now, the app has just been installed in Edinburgh Airport, and to tell us a little bit more, we have with us Gavin Neat. Gavin, great place to have the welcome app.
Yeah, it's a massive step forward for us, Alan. They have 80,000 disabled people going through a year, and that's people that identify themselves as disabled. And so actually you'll find that there was probably quite a few more people who just don't want the hassle of having to say that they are disabled. So the airport is definitely an area where we're going to reach an incredible amount of people who could get better service because of this app.
Now, for anyone who hasn't heard about Welcome, tell us about the app, what it does for people and how it works.
Well, it's incredibly simple, Alan, and I think probably a lot of the times the best solutions are. But it was something that I'd recognised was that basically somebody who is in customer service has a real challenge when they meet somebody who's disabled as to how they should interact. And that breaks down the relationship between the two, because the customer service representative might have only been trained 2 months before or 2 years before, or might never have been given training at all. So it's really important that we could give them a little bit of information prior to meeting that person that could just build a foundational relationship. And this is so simple. And we ask people all the time, what do you do when you meet somebody who's blind? And very, very few, if any, people say, I introduce myself. They all say, I say hello and I'm really nice. But that's great, and we like people to be nice. But if you know who you're talking to, it changes the relationship.
So this app then allows, as we said, customer service to give a better service, to understand what that individual needs are before they even step through the door. But that's controlled by the disabled person themselves.
I think that's key for us. What I wanted to do was change the influence here on who was actually involved. I work for Guide Dogs, as many of your listeners would know, and my job and my life's work has been all about empowering people. And empowering people is about providing them with the solutions and giving them the opportunity to actually improve the world around them. And ultimately, that's the most important thing that we could do.
Now, if the airport is running the app, does that mean that I could go onto the app, put in my details, perhaps say, you know, I'm arriving at such and such a time on whatever date, I'm travelling on, you know, a flight to America, here's the details, and could you meet me at such and such an entrance? So I'm giving them all the information, I control what they know, and I can also tell them, you know, I'm blind, I've got my guide dog, and tell them, don't clap the dog, talk to me first of all, please.
Well, has that ever happened to you, Ryan?
Funnily
People
enough.
Talk to the dog.
Everyone talks to the dog. They can give the dog directions sometimes, yeah, instead of me. They would know exactly what to do then when I arrive.
Yeah. So yeah, what we do is we provide the customer service person with 5 top tips, which they can then read before the person comes through the door. And these top tips can be so useful. Just introduce yourself. Don't talk to my dog. Don't feed my dog. But it's just incredibly important that somebody has that foundational information.
Now, it's a great plus for the airport. Here's Gordon Dewar, who is the Chief Executive Officer.
Well, it's a great way of getting more rich information about what customers actually want from us when they come. So we've got a great PRM service, a disabled support service that's available to anyone that asks for it. But inevitably, you can't treat everybody as groups. So not all blind people have the same needs. Not all people with different disabilities have the same needs. So we'd far rather, or preferences for that matter, so we'd rather people tell us what they actually want, and as importantly sometimes what they don't want, and then we can tailor that service to them so they can have the best experience possible flying off to wherever it is they're trying to get to.
And is that what it's about? Is so people have that power to request rather than just expect?
Absolutely. It's about pre-warning, so we're ready for people they arrive so that they get the best possible reception, and it's then about delivering what they want. And we don't want it to be intrusive. We don't need to have detailed conversations about why someone needs something. We just want them to be able to express a preference, and then we can tailor our service to that. And you know, a lot of people want to enjoy the experience of the lounge independently when they're through some of the more tricky processes they need to do if they have sort of physical disabilities or indeed hidden disabilities. So we're all about tailoring, giving people what they ask for, and making sure we don't overdo that or underperform, and make sure they have the best time.
And it's also an app, so it's technology where, you know, the Edinburgh Airport's kind of famed for bringing in technology. So how important is that to the operations?
Well, I think it's really important for two things. One, it's about apps that the customers choose. That's really important. And this is obviously tailored to that specific need of people that want to express the need for support as they go through the airport process. But we want to make sure these things are talking to everything. So we're looking at how we can integrate that with our PRM system, which is already happening to some degree. And then we're really interested about what that could mean for all passengers. So we're all encumbered sometimes, if not disabled, whether it's with young children or taking elderly relatives. So being able to see how this learning process, which is crucial for our disabled passengers, can actually teach us something about how we can just make it better for everyone. And I don't want to treat disabled passengers as a separate group. We just want to make sure everybody gets the service they need coming through the airport.
That's Gordon Dewar, the Chief Executive Officer of Edinburgh Airport. And Gavin, you know, very pleased to have this as an addition to their existing services for disabled passengers.
Yeah, incredibly happy. And I think I'm sure Edinburgh wouldn't mind that I would say that in the past they've had a bad rap for being not particularly good in this area. But what's fantastic about what Gordon and his team are doing is that they're addressing these issues, and they've been involved with us in order to address those issues. And I think any business out there that truly believes that they need to improve needs to look at the solutions that are available. And we're very, very happy to say that they looked at ours.
You know, I've arrived at airports before and I phoned in advance to say I'm coming, I'm blind, I need some assistance. You know, and I have been told, yeah, that's fine. You get to the main entrance, there's a phone nearby. Just pick that up, there's a number there, push that button and we'll come and get you. How do I find the phone? First of all, and what's the number? So to me, you know, having this app would be a huge bonus, and, you know, a bonus to the airport as well, as you say, and as Gordon said.
And of course, it's not just airports. It's any transport hub. It's any restaurant, any bank, any health centre. I mean, truly, this could really revolutionise health centres and NHS and any transport hub and bank. I mean, the opportunities are absolutely ginormous.
Absolutely. And, you know, not just airports, Gavin, many businesses, services could benefit from this, as Jean Freeman, MSP, now tells us.
I think what it does for an airport like Edinburgh, a major international airport, one of our largest in Scotland, is it means that the quality services of this airport are now accessible to a much wider group of people, and the individuals are positively encouraged and welcomed, regardless of what ability or disability they might have. I think that is great for the individuals, it normalises matters, but it also makes good commercial sense for the airport. I expect to have control over what I need and what I require, and there is no reason why somebody else with a disability can't have those rights the same as I do. And in fact, the more we normalise these matters and stop seeing people as different, but seeing all individuals as what makes life better for them, then the quicker we will get to a situation where all services across Scotland, whether they're public or whether they're the private sector, are as accessible and as open to everybody. The private sector needs to stop thinking about what they do with people and for people who are their customers who have disabilities as a cost to themselves, and start thinking about it, as this airport does, as an opportunity for a bit of an investment that widens your market, widens your customer satisfaction, and improves the quality of what you do.
Jean Freeman there, the MSP from the Scottish Parliament. So, Gavin, you're at Edinburgh Airport. It's up and running. People can use the app. What about any sort of future plans? Any news for us on Welcome?
Well, a lot of people, when they hear about solutions, they think that it is just specific to that sector. So even in the press, it said new app at Edinburgh Airport, and people would be forgiven for thinking it was just at Edinburgh Airport. But we're in loads and loads of other venues and buildings, and increasingly we're getting more and more interest across all sectors. So for us, it's really, we're sitting by the phones and beside the email and waiting for people to tell us where they want to see it next. We've had some success in that area already, which is that empowerment of people saying what they want, where they want it, and who they want to have it.
So give us an example then. Who's been in touch and what's come from that?
Well, there was a young chap, Matthew Clark, who contacted us recently and said, you know what, I walked into House of Fraser and nobody really came over to help me. And then he said, I'd love to see it in House of Fraser. So we contacted the guys there, and they were so keen, so incredibly keen to improve their service. And we've just been carrying out training, and we'll be shortly going live in one of their venues, the one on Princes Street here in Edinburgh. It's actually a Jenner's, but it's owned by House of Fraser. So we'll be installed in there, and at some point in the future, people will be able to go in. But the beauty of that is that that would not have happened if Matthew had not contacted us and said, I would like to see it there. So a few of the other fantastic partners that we have already are the likes of Royal Bank of Scotland head office at Gogaburn. We've got Glasgow Science Centre. We've just in the process of launching at St Andrews Links Golf Course up at St Andrews. We have Doubletree Hilton here in Edinburgh. But it's not just the big guys. We've also got small coffee shops. We've got Maison de Moggy, which is a cat cafe. We've also got Pinnies and Poppy Seeds. But it's not, again, it's not just commercial. We've actually been working with a lot of the charities. So RNIB Judd Street in London has it. Deafblind UK in Peterborough has it. Guide Dogs for the Blind here in Edinburgh has it. So the possibilities are endless, and only your listeners will tell us where to go next.
Absolutely. Gavin, if people would like more info, try the app and suggest some more places, what's the easiest way to do that?
Well, my first recommendation is downloading the app, and it's on Google Play and on iOS, which is Apple. It's just called Welcome by Neatbox. They download the app. They can fill in the form themselves. It is totally free. They don't have to pay for any of these services, and they can go that way. However, they could also contact me directly at hello@neatbox.com. And one thing I will point out, because it's been asked on several occasions, Neatbox is NEATEBOX.com. So yeah, please get in touch. We are sitting here and waiting to hear from you, and we will do our very best to get this installed. And the more people we have requesting, the harder it is for companies to actually say no.
Great to hear it's going from strength to strength, Gavin, and let's hope more people do download the app and make more places accessible. And thanks once again for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's always a pleasure, Alan, and I look forward to speaking again. Thank you.